At their Tuesday evening meeting, Heber City Planning Commission discussed how to regulate lights on signs in the city. The discussion came as a request from Heber City Council and focused on bringing the city into compliance with dark sky initiatives. The International Dark Sky Association has outlined light zones that range from a 0 rating to a 4, 0 representing wilderness, and 4 representing urban areas such as New York City. City Planner Jamie Barron recommended the city aim for level 1.
We are a rural area, even though we are obviously seeing more demand on growth. One of the things we heard from Envision Heber process is how do we preserve that rural feel while we grow. And this is one issue that the council has looked at, and you know, this is the way we preserve that rural feel. So the L1 is what we base the lighting recommendations off of.
The city has not previously had any code to regulate the amount of light output from signs. City staff proposed a code update to bring regulations on lighting of signs. Key components to the update included code requirements regarding shielding of light fixtures, prompt repair of exposed signs, and a curfew of 11 p.m. or 30 minutes after the business closes. All requirements are to be certified by an independent contractor. The item was part of a public hearing, but no public comment was given. Planning commissioners debated whether to continue the item in order to allow input from sign companies, but ultimately decided to move forward with the dark sky ordinance. Here's Commissioner Dennis Gunn.
We get something in place, and then somebody doesn't like it, so they come back, and then we bring it back up, and we debate it again for 3 months, and then we put it in place, and then the next sign doesn't work. I think as long as it meets dark sky compliant, the biggest concern that I've heard tends to always come back to the fact that they can be way too bright, which is not a joke. They can be. And then, of course, they're moving and all that stuff, noise. Some people are just annoyed that anything exists. I think we pretty well beat this horse to death. I mean, there's not much left but a bunch of hair laying all around and other biscuits and things.
Heber Planning Commission voted unanimously to approve the code change. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.